Mishnah continues for Erev Shabbat of Shmot. We are in chapter 19 of Shabbat, about Brit Mila. An interesting thing in Shemot is that one of the simanim of Moshe Rabbeinu when he was born, that his parents knew something special, he was born Mahal, he was born with the bris already done, which was also a very important thing, because if they had to make a bris publicly and bring all the people together, then the Mitzrayim would have found out right away. And his parents would not have been able to hide him for a while. So we are in Mishnah Hay, Perek Yotes, Mishnah Hay, Kotonima Lishmona. A baby can be circumcised on the 8th day, Letisha, the 9th, Lasara, the 10th, Lahadasar, the 11th, Lishnevasar, or the 12th, Lo Pacho Lo Yoter, never less than 8 or more than 12. So that's speaking about a physically healthy. The medical condition allows the bris, and we're going to see what's actually delaying it. How does this work? Kidarko lishmona. If everything went normally and the baby's born, we're going to see in the middle of the day or the night, and we know which day it was, he will be circumcised on the 8th day after birth. What about nolad levein hashemashot? If he's born in between the suns, bein hashemashot is the period right at the end of the day where the sun is setting, and the sun is already set, but it's still day, so it's called Bein Hashemashot, between the suns, and it's this time period is a suffix. It's a suffix if it's still the previous day or it's already the beginning of the next day. It's Mamish suffix at that time. So Nimol Letisha, he has to be given the bris on the 9th day, but you can't do it on the 8th day because he might, if he's born on a Sunday, he's born Sunday evening, you know, it's almost the end of the day, and it's, you know, Mamish Bein Hashemashot, the end of the day. So he might have been born on a Sunday, but he might have been born on a Monday. So you can't give him a bris the following Sunday, because that might only be 7 days. So you have to wait until the Monday, until the 8th day. Bein Hashemashot shel Erev Shabbat. What if it's Friday, Bein Hashemashot, Friday late afternoon, Nimol Asar, it has to be the 10th day. Because we can't, out of suffix, give him a bris on Shabbat. Only a bris that really has to be on Shabbat can be done on Shabbat, not where there's a suffix if it should be done on Shabbat. So he has to wait until Sunday. Can't do it on Saturday. Yom Tov l'achar Shabbat. What if Yom Tov starts on Motzei Shabbat, since Yom Tov is Sunday? So you can't do it then, because the bris, like, it doesn't push aside Shabbat, doesn't push aside Yom Tov if that's not the real time for it. Nimol l'achadasar. So you'd have to wait until Monday. What about Shnei Yamim Tovim shel Rosh Hashanah? So if it was Shabbos and then Rosh Hashanah again. So Nimol Shnevasar, so he needs to get his bris on Tuesday, the 12th day after his birth. Now the Mishnah concludes, Kata Nachole, an infant who was ill. For instance, jaundice is not uncommon in infants. Ein Mochalinato Ot Sheyavri. We don't give him the Mila until he recovers. The Bartner brings that he needs 7 days of being healthy, and then you do the bris, because we don't want to risk his health. Of course, consult your local Orthodox rabbi and pediatrician for practical implication of this Mishnah. Great, Mishnah Vav. Elu henet tzitzi n'makvinet amila. These are shreds of leftover flesh that invalidate the circumcision. It's as if circumcision wasn't done. For example, basar chofet rova Torah. If flesh still covers the majority of the atara, that's speaking about the, it means crown, but the corona, the head of the male organ. Einu ocho betruma. If a Kohen had this issue, he can't eat truma. Truma is for someone who's circumcised. V'imhaya bol basar, metaktu b'nei marat ha'ayin. If he was very fleshy, there's a lot of extra skin and fat and folds there, so we fix it up. We give him a cosmetic surgery, because it looks like there's no mila there because of the skin covering up where the mila should be. Malvalo para, if they did the mila, the cutting of the foreskin, but they didn't do porea, they didn't uncover the corona by taking off the membrane under the foreskin. Malvalo para the mila kilo lo mal. So it's as if they didn't really do the mila. They didn't finish the job. Yeshar koach, Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom.